Good evening, Rectors. It is another story time. And this one is the Elf Princess Zu and the Vasto Beast. So, here we go. The beautiful elf princess was only 20 years old. Her name was Zuin, which meant justice in Elvish. She was often called Zu for short. Her physical presence was stunning. All at once, she came across as majestic, feminine, vulnerable, enticing, womanly, innocent, and yet potentially cruel. Her thick jet-black hair flowed in waves down to the middle of her back. It framed her doll-like face, which had perfect features, and looked somewhat like a cross between that of Ione Skye and Liv Tyler. Her sea-blue eyes were large and wide, her cheekbones high, her lips were full and thick. Her mouth ended in a slight down curve on each side that seemed to hint at pain, vulnerability, and maybe even cruelty. Her alabaster skin contrasted starkly with her jet-black hair. She had elvish ears, but they were small and elegant, with just a slight point at the end. Her figure was womanly, elegant, and girlish all at once. She had an hourglass figure, with both wide hips and bottom, full thighs, but a very narrow waist. Her breasts were pert and her arms and fingers long and thin, elegant like royalty. Zu was a member of the Rectet tribe of elves. Like the Amazons of ancient Greece, the Rectets were an all-female tribe of elven warriors, separated from their male counterparts at birth. For most of her life, Zu had little direct experience with the male gender. As she developed into a woman, she could see the reactions she got from the male prisoners as they were paraded naked through town. She knew her appearance excited them, and she enjoyed this power. But sexually, her only experiences, with one dark exception, had been with other beautiful young female Rectet warriors. She had only seen battle once when she was 18. During that battle, she was attacked and raped by a Discord troll, whom she successfully castrated and beheaded after she broke free. The Discord trolls are lesser trolls and very small by comparison to full-sized trolls from other tribes. After this incident, a sadistic anger in her grew towards the male gender. She periodically would visit the all-male prisoner population. She enjoyed dressing provocatively and seeing the impact her presence had on them. Her fury seemed to grow over time, although you would never be able to tell from her kind demeanor. Yet she was determined to get her revenge on males for defiling her. Upon her 20th birthday, she planned to take a troll prisoner as her personal slave. Prisoner as her personal slave, yes. She had heard of a captured warrior troll the other she-elves called the Vasto Beast. He was the biggest troll they had ever seen. He didn't speak, but growled frequently. He looked human except for his large size and his mouth, which was troll-like. He had been captured several months ago. They kept him naked with his hands chained to the ceiling. His body was extremely powerful and muscular and had multiple scars, both from his battles and from being whipped by his beautiful female captors. His head was completely bald. However, his privates were monstrous. He possessed an enormous, long, and thick cock that jutted out in front of him. He was constantly erect and aroused as he had an unrelenting, powerful sex drive and was constantly teased and tormented by the beautiful female elf guards. His testicles were oversized and hung very low. His penis looked more like that of a donkey's in its length and shape, but the penis head looked like that of a man's other than it being so big. Despite his huge sex drive, he had never been allowed to masturbate to relieve himself. Prior to capture, he had been used to getting regular orgasms from his efforts as a warrior, which enabled him to rape female elves he confronted in battle. He now had gone several months without an orgasm, the longest he had ever gone, and was constantly aroused and in need of sexual relief. To make matters worse, the female elves had given him an elven drug that delayed orgasm, such that he would need to have his excitement level build to an extreme fever pitch in order to ejaculate. He was whipped and sexually teased daily by the beautiful elves. This treatment got him to associate pain from them with sexual arousal and desire for them. The female elves did this to him, as was often their custom with male prisoners, in order to tame him and train him to be subservient to them. After hearing about him, Zu had ordered Beast Vosto to be delivered to her as a personal slave, so she could have him as a servant, punish him for his past deeds, and torment him sexually for her pleasure. When she saw him upon delivery, he was wearing only a small loincloth that barely covered his huge private. His hands were chained to his neck and some length in the chain so he could use his arms and be useful as a servant, but short enough so he couldn't get his hands below his waist to touch and relieve his aching cock. She was taken aback by his brutishness. He stood before her, a powerful, sexually frustrated, masculine beast, at the mercy of a delicate, beautiful tormentress who wanted revenge. She had dressed for the occasion to maximize the impact of her beauty on him and arouse him. For her top, she wore a white, see-through, button-down, elvish blouse that ended just below the bottom of her breasts, leaving her midriff in full view. The blouse had sleeves that followed her long, thin arms and ended just above her elegant wrists. Her goth-like skirt was also white and transparent. It hung low around her wide hips, starting well below her navel. She did not wear any underwear. Her skirt was extremely short and only partially covered her full, curvy bottom and vagina. Her vagina was very tiny. Despite her black hair, the hair on her privates consisted of just wisps of blonde hair. A long whip, wound in a curl, was hooked to her waist. She now faces him with one hand on her hip and with the forefinger of her other hand touching her lip as she considered the situation. She approached him and bent over to get a closer look at his huge package, further exposing her bottom and vagina. Inexperienced with males and curious, she placed her hands on his stomach and chest and began to gently massage him and examine his physique. She began to speak to him softly and teasingly with her melodic, girlish voice, knowing this would arouse him. Her voice was so refined that regardless of what she said, she sounded angelic and yet vulnerable and feminine. Her tone was always soft and calm, with an air of natural superiority and innocence. "Ooh, your muscles are so big and your stomach is so tight. I've never seen anyone so powerful." "You poor baby. You have so many scars on your body," she said as she massaged his chest and stomach. Of course, the touching in her voice excited and frustrated him. He began to perspire from the sexual tension being created. He had never been touched by a female so delicately and teasingly. Finally, she removed the loincloth covering his privates. His donkey-like penis sprung forth fully erect. "Oh my, what are we going to do about that?" she reacted as she pointed to his penis. She was disgusted and shocked by his enormous erect cock and huge swollen balls. They were by far the biggest she had ever seen, much bigger than those of the Discordian troll that had raped her. In an excited state, his huge bulbous penis head extended beyond its foreskin, which seemed to try and contain it, but failed. She was repulsed and yet, at the same time, intrigued. Zu bit the nail on her forefinger with one hand, enhancing her appearance as a sweet, young, innocent female. He leaned forward in an attempt to get contact with her body. She placed her other hand on his stomach and pushed gently, holding him back. "Whoa, down, boy," she softly told him. After some reflection, she decided she wanted to test his limits and get him as excited as possible, without allowing him to orgasm. She had heard of blue balls and how painful it can be to a male. She thought that this would be a much more suitable punishment than a gelding, which would just take away his desire. She decided to give him a punishing case of blue balls and strapped him to the milking table that she got from the prison guards. He eagerly cooperated with her. The beast, Vasto, had seen milking tables on the prison and had seen them used on other prisoners that the female guards wanted to have fun with. But he was never able to experience it himself. He now got excited as he thought he would finally get to orgasm. The milking table was a rectangular wooden table that came up to the level of her thighs when she was standing. He was placed on it with his hands and knees. His hands and legs were secured to the table with leather straps, even while his hands were still chained to his neck. He began to breathe heavily. She stood next to him and began to sensually massage his strong back and shoulders. "Calm down, baby. Don't worry. I'll take care of you," she said softly, as she continued to massage his body. His huge rock-hard donkey cock jutted out from under his body like a horse, and his monster-sized balls hung low. The head of his cock became reddish and shiny as his need for an orgasm grew. He gritted his teeth and grunted in frustration. She now reached underneath with one hand to cup his hanging balls, still ignoring his raging hard-on. She had heard from other female elves what a prostate gland was. Also, that they determined that the Vasto beast had a particularly powerful prostate gland, which resulted in the production of an enormous amount of semen buildup, and probably a very long extended orgasm if he finally achieved release. They believed that he was particularly aroused by and vulnerable to the prostate stimulation, which would drive him into a frenzy of sexual arousal and pain if ejaculation didn't follow. She decided to use this against him, and with her other hand, she reached behind him and used the tip of her forefinger to stroke the skin between his anus and balls. "Ooh, your balls feel so full. I know it's been a very long time since you got to empty them. Poor baby." His face had an expression of sheer agony, as he was so desperate for any friction on his aching member, which now had a small bubble of pre-cum beginning to come on the tip. She then put the tip of her finger in his anus, and with the forefinger of the other hand that was previously cupping his balls, she lightly stroked the underside of his sensitive monster cock. He started to buck his hips forward in a desperate attempt to get more friction, and she immediately removed her hand from his penis. "No, no, no, sweetie, stop bucking," she insisted as he continued to do so into the air several more times, until finally stopping, hoping she would start touching him again. "My God, I see why they call you the beast," she said. "I see that the tip of your penis is very inflamed. Does it hurt, baby? Maybe this will help," she said. Then, while still fingering his anus with one hand, she used the tip of the elegant forefinger and thumb of her other hand to delicately pull his foreskin back and forth over the huge red swollen head of his throbbing, aching penis. He was frozen as still as the teasing friction of his penis tip and his anus drove him to the brink, but didn't provide enough stimulation to get him over the edge. "There, there now, is that better?" she asked. He grunted in agony and frustration. She now grabbed his cock and began to stroke it. Though her delicate fingers couldn't reach all the way around his enormous member, she stroked his donkey cock repeatedly, up and down the full length of it. He began to thrust into her hand uncontrollably, which she now let him do. "Is that nice, baby? You poor thing. Such a huge monster penis and enormous balls. Do you need to come? How long has it been?" With her other hand, she inserted her middle finger deep into his anus and began to massage his prostate. He growled as he started to approach orgasm. Sensing he was getting closer, she changed her dialogue to cruel words, while still keeping her voice sweet in tone. "You really are a pig. You make me sick. I would never allow this huge, disgusting penis in me. You better calm down or maybe I'll cut it off." This turned him on even more, and his balls contracted and got ready to expel his first spurt of cum. Sensing he was about to orgasm, she suddenly let go of his cock and pulled on his balls to cut off his orgasm. "Oh no you don't, you bastard. You're not coming." He thrust his denied cock forcefully into empty air, desperately trying to get the tiny amount of friction needed to trigger his orgasm. While she still worked in her finger deep into his anus with her other hand, further fueling his frustration. He howled and grimaced in pain as pre-cum dripped from the tip of his frustrated cock, which was abandoned by her just at the moment before he was about to come. Aw, poor baby. Did that hurt? She gently massaged his aching balls with her free hand while she continued to work his inflamed prostate. Did I give you blue balls? I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to. It was your fault for getting too excited. I was just giving you a massage. You weren't supposed to come. Driven mad with desire and using superhuman strength, he snapped the leather straps and broke free from the milking table. Her mouth dropped wide open in surprise, and she was left speechless, as she didn't expect that he could do this. Before she could react, he quickly got behind her, grabbed each of her arms, and started to press his cock against the entrance of her vagina. But he could not penetrate her. He had difficulty, as his cock was so huge and her delicate pussy so small. He thrusted forward again, but his cock slipped past the entrance into her vagina and underneath her body, protruding out in front of her. She was now sitting on his huge, inflamed, and frustrated monster cock. The teasing contact with her privates and lack of penetration further fueled his sexual frustration to an uncontrollable rage. He took off her top and turned her around to face him. He positioned his penis at the entrance of her vagina and pushed. "No, please don't do this. I'll get you off now, I promise," she begged. But he ignored her and finally was able to work the head of his penis into her tight vagina. She placed her hands on his chest and stomach and tried to push him away with all her might, but to no avail. He pulled his penis out of her vagina and pressed back in repeatedly, penetrating a little deeper each time as the narrow passageway of her vagina tightly gripped his pulsing member. His balls aching with need and unable to get enough of his enormous monster-sized cock to get the relief he desperately needed, he decided to try using her mouth. But try as he might, he was still unable to get the penetration of his throbbing cock and aching balls needed to release and overcome the elven orgasm block. Tears flowed from her eyes as the Vasto beast raped her, even though her body started to respond. After only getting his penis halfway in, he pulled down her skirt and threw her down on the floor and pushed deeper into her. Although desperate to come, the elven drug therapy made it difficult for him, delaying orgasm, keeping him on the edge, and requiring him to build up a fury of sexual intensity before getting his much-denied and needed release. Trying to get full penetration, he lifted her up and, while holding her, leaned her back against the wall and began pounding into her. She, on the other hand, was now orgasming uncontrollably and at the same time still shedding tears. She didn't know if they were tears of humiliation or pleasure or both. She had never felt anything like this before. As her body betrayed her, she was disgusted by him, but couldn't help succumb to the powerful orgasms, unlike those she received from sex with the other female elves. Having worked his monstrous cock all the way in, he continued to rape her in various positions, thrusting in and out of her, focused desperately on getting an orgasm. The beast Vasto needed to release and pulled his massive cock out of Zoo's tight pussy. She watched helplessly as the Vasto beast's throbbing member started to spurt its seed. But this was only the start, pre-cum at best, even though it was a massive amount. She recalled the battlefield encounter with his kind. The skin turns darker as the blood flows stronger, and he was only now turning a darker shade of gray, his true orgasm not reached yet. Finally, the beast, Vasto, put her on the milking table and grabbed her petite waist with both hands and thrust into her tiny elven pussy with vigor. He continued to plow his massive penis in and out of her while his climax continued to build. Zoo could feel his throbbing member sliding in and out of her wet pussy. As disgusting as her emotions were towards Beast, the physical feeling of the thrusting penis in and out of her again had her climaxing like never. Nothing she had ever felt before. The beast, Vasto, suddenly turned her around and now was positioning the head of his massive cock at her virgin ass. She could feel its slippery head pressing, trying to find the right angle to humiliate his captor with an ass-fucking. Now in a panic, she pleaded no. This was forbidden. She would be a disgraced elven princess if this were to happen. Completely absorbed, he didn't notice that there were metal parts from his now shattered restraints. Bench, metal rings, and bars. He fell to the ground unconscious. She stood up and looked at him with disgust and anger. She wanted her revenge more than ever now and knew she was going to get it. While he was still unconscious, she hooked his chained hands to the ceiling and she got dressed. As he regained consciousness, he realized his hands were now chained to the ceiling. She stood in front of him holding a small chastity belt in one hand. She had her skirt and top on again, with the whip hooked to her waist. Angry yet shaken by the strange experience of humiliation and pleasure, she confronted him. "Well, now you're really going to suffer," she said, while a tear fell from her eye, betraying her weakened state. She decided to continue her plan of sexual torment, but lock him in a chastity for her protection. She bit the nail on the forefinger of her free hand while staring at his enormous, erect penis and wondered how she would get it into the small chastity belt. She realized she must get his erection to subside in order to do this. She grabbed his donkey cock with one hand and slapped his face hard with the other. "Get rid of this erection, you pig," she said softly but firmly, as her strong words stood in sharp contrast to her soft tone. But his raging hard-on with shining red tip remained defiantly hard. She slapped his face again several times, but still got the same result. In fact, his penis seemed to be getting harder in her hand, as he had been conditioned to be aroused by pain from female elves. She decided to whip him and got behind him and whipped him repeatedly, working herself up to a sweat. After about 15 strokes, she stopped and walked around to face him and examined his penis. However, it was now harder than ever and leaking pre-cum. The whipping made him more excited, even though his face showed he was in agony. While trying to figure out how to get him into the chastity, she reached out and cupped his balls with her hand, wishing to tease him some more. She gently massaged them, feeling them out while she assessed the situation. "My God, your balls are still so full and heavy," she said to him, knowing her voice turned him on. At the same time, to keep him from leaning forward, she pushed against his stomach with her other hand. "Stay back, you beast." Suddenly, a huge, single, thick stream of cum jetted out of his cock and arched across the room. She was shocked and taken by surprise. She removed her hands from his body as he began to have a spontaneous orgasm without any friction on his penis. "Ooh, what's this?" she said in surprise. Another huge single stream of cum jetted out of his cock and arched across the room again. "Stop it now," she said, this time while squeezing his balls, trying to get it to stop. But he kept coming. She had never seen anything like this, and while disgusted, she was fascinated by how much cum he was producing. Again, another single stream of cum jetted out of his cock and arched across the room. This time, while still cupping his balls with one hand, she began to stroke his cock with the tip of her finger from her other hand to see if it would make him spurt even harder. Immediately, his cock jumped and cock spewed a much bigger stream of cum, stimulated by the slight friction from her forefinger. "Oh my, you're such a beast," she said, then held the tip of his cock between her thumb and forefinger and began to pull his foreskin back and forth over his penis head. "Is this what you need, baby? You sure do have an incredible amount of cum trying to get out," she teased as she watched two more huge spurts arc across the room as her voice and fingers egged him on. But she could see he wasn't even halfway done with his orgasm. An interrupted, ruined orgasm would hurt him even more than blue balls due to the powerful prostate gland he possessed. She knew this and saw her opportunity for revenge. "That's it, time to stop coming," she exclaimed as she used the palm of her hand to cup the head of his cock. At first it didn't work as he squirted twice into her palm, but she squeezed hard and although he clearly had not finished orgasming, she finally stopped the coming. Only a little cum leaked out as his ejaculate pushed forcefully, but unsuccessfully, against the blockage she created with her hand. His face grimaced in agony and frustration as he was stopped in the middle of his desperately needed and long-awaited orgasm. This left him horny as hell and desperate for relief. She had a special magic elven ring chastity device created that would fit him, even when he was fully erect, which was all the time. She slowly and carefully placed it on his huge cock, one ring at a time, while stroking and teasing his frustrated member. It was still enormously hard and dripping cum. His face showed his desperation. Now, she still had access to his penis for torment, but he wouldn't be able to penetrate her again. Smiling, she reached out and massaged his balls, further adding to his frustration, his balls filling with more and more, and no release possible. The end. Goodbye.